and want you to be aware of again is the law enforcement fund. Law enforcement fund, we've been spending money out of there to take care of the jail and judicial facility, and if that continues to grow, we will have to find money to spend. The only place that money can come from is General County revenue, so we need to figure out how to keep that particular fund in check. And I hope you guys have the time to look through that budget. I know it's a big document. You can't see everything, but we need to probably within, probably by the end of the month, maybe start making some plans to make some budget meetings. And again, I have only had one of the elected officials that, or the department heads that got back with me to say, hey, I want to visit with the commission.
Okay. Comment on the sewer sales tax, and I visited with Brad at different times. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be
done. That's exactly
that
right.
That is to improve the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Thank wholeheartedly. Anybody else, question or comment?
Have we transferred any of the funds from...
No, I you know, I brought that up to you a couple of times. It'll have to be instigated, or that's not the right word. It'll have to be initiated. Right word. Yes, it'll have to be initiated by somebody other than my office.
Okay.
I won't do it.
We need just help, and Don's here now.
Yeah.
Able to do that.
I think it's come from several different places. I know Don Blue's done it before. I know that I think Shanna's done it before. It can come from a lot of different places. Just as long as it's initiated and I get a chance to approve that as purchase or transfer. And that should, I'm counting on that to happen so that we, I think we're going to be in better shape this year than what we were last year. And that's part of the reason I'm saying that is because I'm seeing
transfer.
When we
start making the budget, it gives us a more accurate
depiction
of what we're looking at as opposed to, well, no, wait a minute, we need this.
I'd sure like to see it too, yes. Anything else? Thanks, guys. I'll be getting back with you and setting up some meetings.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve. Go ahead. Move to approve checks numbers 451883 through 451959. Amend my motion to state checks numbers 451883 through 451899, 451901 through 451959, warrant 7072 through 7075, one transfer, and void check number 451948.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 451900.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sheriff's vehicle, EEP number 201810-417.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for having us here this morning regarding an emergency purchase, technically an emergency purchase, via EEP number 201810-417. I think I've supplied each of you with a procurement request form as of this morning, and basically the Sheriff Russell, who's here with me today, because of an appointment that he had earlier that was canceled or rescheduled, he's able to be here this morning. Basically, he requested last week the purchase of a vehicle to replace a certain vehicle on an urgent matter, finding out that vehicle was no longer available on a state bid, which is how we would normally procure a vehicle out of the bid spectrum. We found out that those vehicles weren't available any longer on the state bid, but the particular dealership that was awarded that bid did have some vehicles available, only three, and there was an urgent matter about whether or not those vehicles would be available without a quick and action on our part to procure them. The sheriff contacted Mr. Elliott and myself, and we both agreed that that an interruption of emergency services qualified for an emergency purchase, and we put through the paperwork that you're looking at this morning. The details of which are that this particular vehicle will be sold to us, and Sheriff, you can chime in at any moment, $31,205, which is actually less than our last bid process as indicated on the paperwork that each of you have. I've also completed the EEP documentation and submitted to legal with the contract draft for this purchase and the invoices that were supplied to us by the dealership as well as the state bid documentation for comparison purposes at the legal level. Would you like to chime in anything on that?
We also, normally this time of year, we can order vehicles through the dealerships. That's not available to us at this time without the delay. The vehicles wouldn't be built until spring if you ordered them now, which is something I'll probably need to talk with you all about with the upcoming budget. We can only order until December 31st. So it's a kind of a messed up deal with the ordering situation. But anyways, on this one, this dealership was able to buy these vehicles from another dealership that had them on their lot, and that's why they were unable to sell them at the state bid contract price, and that this was the price that they was able to sell them at.
So this is, the state bid was like $32,443, and this one will be $31,250?
Yes.
So we'll actually have a savings of $1,193.
There's option variances that you have to take in consideration.
Okay.
Do you know what those are? I mean, what the
one is the turbo.